Thank you.
An icon gone too soon.
When I heard about it, I just dropped everything and just walked out of work. I just left.
Kobe Bryant killed in a helicopter crash.
Did you then, John, did you talk to your dad? Did you talk to your family?
Yeah, we had a moment together, just a moment of silence, you know.
With his Laker legacy cemented in NBA history.
Kobe fades and fires and bags at home, an impossible shot.
Los Angeles was left in mourning.
What would you want to say to Kobe's surviving children?
You know, I just want to say thank you for sharing your father with us. Thank you for sacrificing the time that he could have given you to you as a family, but instead he shared his talent to the world.
As a longtime anchor at Fox 11 News, I wanted to hear in depth why Angelinos were so moved.
Kobe meant a lot, so much for the the hip-hop community and the graffiti community as well, too, and all sorts of diversities. His legacy transcended basketball. It transcended cultural norms and different diversity of people.
I wanted to celebrate with you the life of Kobe Bryant.
To spend 20 years here, I mean, you can't write something better than this.
I wanted to share in the grief, the heartbreak for all 9 aboard that helicopter, share in the love for the families, for Kobe's widow, Vanessa.
I can't imagine what Vanessa's going to go through, but I feel for her, and I think she'll find comfort that everyone feels for her.
I'm Christine Devine, and this is the podcast series Voices of the People, Kobe Bryant Remembered. You give me wings to fly.